It's 5:40 on Radio 1.
Let's hope there.
Oh, no. Seriously, it's a challenge a week at the moment. It's
horses last week.
Yeah. Then casualty, acting required. And next week, celebrity mastermind.
Now you're starting to think about it, are you more nervous about this than even getting on a horse?
Yes.
Because I would be.
A lot more.
And you don't know yet, do you, who your contestants are?
No.
Fellow contestants.
No, I don't.
I do.
Right.
Do you want to know them?
Okay, go.
You'll be up against Jimmy McGovern, the writer of Brookside, The Lakes, and of course Cracker, an incredibly educated, well-read man. You will also be up against a man who was educated at Ampleforth College and then at Trinity College, Cambridge, where he took a degree in English literature. He's been the BBC's Paris correspondent, an ITN diplomatic editor, and he's currently writing a biography of Pope John Paul. I think he might be the one to beat. That's Edward Sturton, he presents today.
Oh, no!
Which is a programme on Radio 4.
Right, I'm pulling out.
However, I think that
no,
might...
seriously, where's my phone?
No, hold on, because I think you might do all right with the final one.
Right.
You might come third.
So it's me, the bloke off of Jimmy McGovern.
Yeah.
Edward Sturton.
Yeah.
And who else?
One of the Nolans.
Oh, brilliant. Which one?
Bernie Nolan.
Amazing.
Who was in the bill.
Phew!
So, I think you're playing for third. Myself.
Yeah.
But do you know what? Don't worry, I'm doing my best to help you. All right? I tried again today to get the questions.
Right.
From the Mastermind office.
Hello, Mastermind.
Good day. I wonder if you could help me. My name's Harry Bishop, and I'm calling from Melbourne.
Right.
I'm the executive producer of Prisoner Cell Block H.
Yeah.
Now, word has got back to us that somebody's going to be asked questions on... Is it your show, Master Brain?
Mastermind.
My apologies. My apologies. We're slightly concerned that our great show might be misrepresented. So I was wondering, maybe you could send me the questions and then I could check the answers and see if everything tallies up.
You were going to have a look through them, were you?
Would that be possible?
Not in the slightest.
No?
Good try, though, chappers.
What am I going to do now? That's
rubbish. I did try.
What was that accent?
He was a very well-travelled Australian who's lived in South Africa and London and maybe Delhi as well.
Also, anybody knows that Harold Bishop, off of Neighbours, actually wrote most of Prisoner Cell Block H and occasionally starred in it.
That's what I was thinking.
As Mr. Douglas from the department, so there.